morning, everybody, and welcome to the Canadian Business News Podcast. This is a small business podcast where we talk about news and issues affecting Canadian businesses and also talk about how you can grow your business. Today is Monday, January 16th, and the biggest news out there today is the Stop Online Piracy Act that's making huge waves down in the States. Now, even though this is mainly focused on in the States, you know, it's a matter of time before it comes to Canada and starts creating controversy here. But it is still important to Canadian businesses, especially businesses that are doing sales online, or and more so to businesses that are selling information products online. So that's anybody in my industry where, you know, we're putting out a lot of blog posts and a lot of information to do some content marketing and bring visitors to our websites and to our sales funnels. Now, the reason this is important is because copyright on the web is, you know, a crazy field. There's a lot of material that may be copyrighted. And I'm not saying that most business owners would go on and, you know, steal somebody's content and publish it on their website, but copyright is not just talking about, you know, full page articles. If you outsource, you know, content creation to somebody, it's really hard to check whether the stuff you're getting back is original or if it contains information that somebody else holds copyright to. So that's one thing. The other thing is also because as a Canadian business doing, you know, with this new act, you also have to be careful to check the copyright databases in the United States. If you're putting any type of content out on the web and if you're selling to customers in the US, you already need to make sure your content doesn't violate any US copyrights. But more so now because with the new legislation, the search engines are being asked to block any website that has duplicate content and duplicate content or copyrighted material, which makes it really hard for Canadian businesses because you now have to, you know, cross-check both the Canadian database and the American database, and the law isn't very forgiving. So that's the second complication that this new bill creates if it does get passed and made into a law. So those are the couple things that would, you know, directly affect me and businesses in my industry. But there's also a lot of minor details that could go on. For example, if you own if you have a content-based website where users are allowed to put content, that creates another complication because users may copy and paste the content that they've created on other websites into your website. But the problem here is a lot of times when you're creating content for a different website, it's the website that owns the copyright, not you as a person. So say I, you know, create some content and put it on website A. I am then not allowed to put the same content on website B. Now, of course, this depends on my agreement with website A, but most people don't check the agreement. So website A can now come sue the owner for website B for copyright infringement, even though the user who created the content posted on both sites. So you have to be really careful, you know, even if it's your customers posting information on your Facebook wall or whatever, on your blog website, be really careful about other people putting up content because that could easily get you banned from the search engines or, you know, fighting the court for some copyright issues. So, tip for the day today, go read up on the proposed bill, especially if it does, you know, get passed and become a law. Make sure you understand it, especially if you're doing business with the States, and especially if you have a website, if you're doing any kind of content marketing, or if you're selling any sort of information products. Make sure you understand what's going on in the States because a lot of businesses I know that exist in Canada doing online businesses, you know, most of our customers do come from the States. So get yourself educated and make sure you understand the little tiny details of this legislation. That's it for today, and I'll see you next week. Until then, have a great week.